Welcome everyone, Akasha here. Welcome to the Bliss Life Global Healing Series, Soul Purpose Awakening. We're going to dive into the secrets and insights for this grand transformation that we're in. And we're going to discover what's the deeper meaning of this moment in time. So glad that you're here with us today. And what we're going to do now is we're going to we're going to have an amazing conversation and an amazing experience. So what you want to do is make sure that you're ready for this by being somewhere comfortable and quiet if possible. I am so honored and blessed to invite to join us today, Paul and Holly Marwood. They are, I don't remember how long ago we met. I think it was at least 5 years ago, probably more. And we have been on very similar paths. I remember when Paul and I were chatting. Actually, I was in Playa del Carmen when we did that. And they're doing beautiful work in bringing light, bringing understanding of subtle realities, deeper dimensions, deeper meanings, and personal power. How the paradigm we've been living is not the reality that we came here to live and who we truly are. So I'm going to share a little bit about them, and then we're going to go into having an amazing experience. So today they're going to talk about how to accelerate your awakening. And that's what we're talking about. The awakening on the planet is reflecting the awakening within each of us and within everything, everything in form and everything not in form right now. And so with the universal sphere, and they're going to share with you what that is. And so Holly Hawkins Marwood is an elite certified Akashic record teacher and reader and a conscious channel for Ishtara, the High Council of Orion, the Archangel Realm, Archangelic Realm, and many more. And Holly facilitates guidance sessions, workshops, and seminars locally and internationally. And Paul is a certified advanced Akashic Records reader with international speaker and trainer in spirituality, energy medicine, healing, transformational soul, and life guidance. And they're co-founders of three multidimensional transformational processes to help you move your to greater alignment with your inner guidance and assist you to fulfill your life and purpose, yes, and desires with expanded consciousness and ease. They are co-founders of something that's so easy and so unlimited that it will blow your socks off. And it's called the Universal Sphere. So welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to get to talk. Yeah. So let's go ahead and start by you sharing, you know, the Universal Sphere and what was the path that you took to get here, especially as a couple. I love it when there's this energy of both of you doing work and working together.
Yeah.
You go ahead and start.
Well, I'm going to give a super quick, an event took me to America. I saw Holly, instantly fell in love with her, proposed to her in 9 days, even though I wasn't looking for a wife and she wasn't looking and she said yes. And so 3 months later, I moved from Australia to America. And then, you know, several months later, we got married and life has just accelerated since. So, so I'm guessing the universe had a big plan. We were meant to work together. And the channeling has really accelerated since then with all this information, as you shared, Nan, you know, these activations and then and the universal sphere, and continues to flow continuously. So, and I think, you know, it's so exciting to be able to do this together, you know, with my lovely wife. And it's also really an honor to be able to almost literally be the mouth and the arms and legs of what's been taught to us by our non-physical high dimensional teachers to share, one would say, ascension gifts on the planet. There's lots of people bringing lots of information in. And so, you know, but we're part of that, and it's nice to be a part of that, to make a difference on the planet. You know, the universal sphere is what I would honestly believe one of the next generation energy modalities to accelerate our ascension. So, you know, what perfect soul purpose awakening on the summit to be dealing with, playing with something that's going to help us in our ascension, help us remember who we are in our multidimensional sense. Let go that, you know, everything's physical. It's not, it's only a small piece, you know, start to open up to our higher selves, our soul, the guidance from them, the guidance from our team and everything else, and start to see that, live it, and embody that, and then be in a physical form and be multidimensional. So, you know, life's never a dull moment in the house of Paul and Holly Marwood.
Yeah, so all that he said, yeah, so we've been together now almost 10 years, and it really has been completely unexpected on so many levels. And it does seem that our partnership really opened up a lot of what was supposed to come through, in that, you know, I had done some channeling prior to meeting Paul, but never really embraced it. And especially when it came to things like, you know, having people's ancestors from the other side come and ask me to share messages, it really just wasn't something I wanted to do. I could, but I just like, can you just go find somebody else to be your voice? You know, I was in total resistance to not wanting to do that. And so initially I called myself a very reluctant channel, because I wasn't somebody who sought it out, and it just kept tapping me on the shoulder. And then Paul, you know, has really pushed me from behind to move into this space. But what all the channeling has done is opened us up to this field of possibilities that is and always has been there for us. So we're just breaking through the perception of limitation. Not the experience of, I mean, that we are breaking through the experience of limitation, but we break through the perception, because all that we desire, all that's possible, is already here waiting. We don't have to achieve it. The idea is that we open up and expand to allow that into our experience. The way it's often been explained by Ishtara, who we'll talk about later, is, you know, a lot of people have replaced sort of a religious paradigm of needing to make it into the pearly gates kind of thing with this idea of the ascension being almost like climbing the rungs of a ladder. Like, I've got to get to this other dimensional reality. And what has been taught to us by the High Council of Orion and Ishtara and the angelic realm, all of them, is that we're just expanding. Mm-hmm. And all the potential is still there. We're expanding to include the multidimensionality that's always been there. We're not going to some other place. We can actually live it and have it as our current day experience now. So we want to do this in a gentle, loving, easy way. And one day at the end of 2019 in December, I had been doing a lot of channeling that year of the High Council of Orion for another activation that we do. And suddenly there was this tremendously large, tall woman energetically wanting to speak through me. And that was the beginning.
2011 instead of 2019. But yes.
Did I say 2019?
Yes.
Sorry.
I thought that it was, longer ago than that. Yeah.
Did I say 2019? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I probably, yeah, anyway. So I was thinking of the number of years, that it's almost 9 years. But anyway, the idea since 2011, thank you for that, it's been going on a long time. And she introduced herself and taught us the universal sphere that evening. And the group of us who were together, it was all of us collectively had decades of energy experience. I would say we were all pretty savvy. And so when she came in and said, you know, I'm going to teach you something new, honestly, we were a little skeptical.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, whatever. Yeah.
But, you know, kind of like, you know, what are you going to teach us? Yeah. And, I mean, it sounds so arrogant now, but I think we sort of had that energy. And so she did start teaching us that night, and it did feel different. And
wow, were we in for a surprise?
Were we in for a surprise? Because it was, I mean, literally, I don't want to sound like, you know, this is not marketing cliche. It was like so easy.
Yeah.
Like, wait, we don't have multiple nights of teaching and this is going to take us months or years. It's like, no, you've learned it all. Now you have to use it. And so what's transpired in the years since that evening in 2011 is she's continued to work with us and grow and expand. And we've taught people the universal sphere around the world. We have some more specialized people who've been doing personal one-on-one work
An advanced program.
Yeah, it's an advanced like personal development program using the Universal Sphere. And the things that are happening with people are just really proving to us time and time again that yes, we live in this dimension of polarity and we can also bring in more, where things really can happen outside of time and space. They can happen at the level of what we dream about. Like, I think this is possible, but I've never experienced it. And we are all living that. And what we're really doing with the Universal Sphere is living into our inherent divine potential.
Indeed.
Yeah, I love that.
And the thing that I find so amazing is that there's so many times in our life that we feel like we're stuck. We don't know the answers. Or so many of my clients say, what's my soul's potential? You know, what's my soul's purpose? And, you know, there's so many times we get stuck in life. And yet as soon as we start to play with the Universal Sphere, all of a sudden we can tap into just multiple synchronicities and multiple solutions that come in that are even better than our mind at this level could even think of. And the cool thing is it just happens time and time again. It's not once off. It's, you know, almost the norm, you know? So it's like, wow, you know, every day you almost wake up going, I wonder what cool things are going to happen today, you know?
Yeah. So give us an idea of that, because originally I was calling this series The Awakening, because, you know, what's happening. And it really, like you were saying, it is an awakening to what's already there. It feels like a breakdown because we have to let go of the old paradigms and beliefs and thoughts and programs and all of that in order to be able to see or sense or activate all of our senses to connect with it. But then it really became important to tie it to what people are saying, like you're saying. And that's what's coming up for people is like, well, what's the purpose of this? What's the meaning of all of this drama and breakdown? And I hope we're long enough into the pandemic and the changes that people are not still waiting for things to go back to the way they were, but because they're not going to. But share a little bit more about how this kind of work and more about the Universal Sphere helps people to recognize their purpose, so to speak.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so in a perfect example, and I'll give sort of a little bit more of a personal example, but I'll keep it sort of very practical. We could go really super esoteric too, but to keep it pretty practical, you know, for example, I have a friend. He's now an instructor. You know, he had when we first met him, nicest man ever, quite shy. He had some Universal Sphere sessions. He shifted in his life enormously in who he was, how he experienced life. It made such a difference to him. He wanted to become an instructor. And so he's now become a Universal Sphere instructor. He's really kind of gone from someone who was pretty shy, pretty quiet, to someone who's out there. He makes, you know, his current job was affected by pandemic, unfortunately, but he was making more money in his job because he was more out there, he was more sociable, more approachable. He enjoys life now. He's in a much better balance. You quite often see him in the white gown thing while he's down at the spa, you know, having that enjoyment of life. He gets out there. He's just done 24 hours, and he does this every year now with a couple of other friends of his. They walk up and down a mountain for 24 hours nonstop. No sleep, no, just nonstop for 24 hours to raise money for bipolar and things like that. So he's out there, he's been on television, he's been on radio. So this is how it brings us, Holly said, us into our fullness of our potential. And everyone's going to be different. We're not going to all transform quite the same way, but it's moving him to now. He loves life more. He's out there more. You know, he even when we do the Zoom calls, he has this cool background where the sun was in the picture with all of the rays of light, but it's behind his head. So it looks like he's sitting there with all the rays of light coming out of his head, which tickles me pink. I think it's so cool. So, you know, he's moved into his alignment with his highest potential. And the man is now living a much better life, being out there, helping himself and helping others as well, and relaxing and enjoying life. So you know, that's kind of how it can affect us in that way.
Well, and the practical aspect of shifting your life, being happier, or having more money, and all of those kind of healthier, obviously are wonderful reasons for our purpose. But also, I think there's a catch where people think, well, if I'm living my purpose, then everything's perfect. You know, if I'm living my purpose, then I have this person and that house and this thing. And what I'm seeing a lot of it is letting go of those ideas that we've had. So can you give us and I want more of the esoteric explanation, right? As you expand.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things about the idea of purpose, which I feel like the idea of soul's purpose, or I personally believe it needs to be redefined. Because I think so often what happens is people feel that I came in to do a thing. So it's very grounded, very 3D, like I'm not happy at my job, so I'm obviously in the wrong industry or the wrong company, or I need to change from being a lawyer to a floral designer and then I'm going to be happy. But our soul honestly does not care what we do in the world. The truth is, at a soul level, this awakening, right? Our awakening is about discovering the qualities of our soul through our human experience, right? So what are those qualities of our soul through our human experience? It's like the joy, the happiness, the understanding, the trust, all those qualities that we all desire. Those qualities are available to us. We can cultivate them so they're there regardless of the job we're in. And so the channeling, the Akashic Records, all the work that we do, it's about us not trying to put the pressure on a particular job or a particular relationship, but how are we growing into this soul level awareness through all of these experiences? And when we hold those more strongly in our field as a permanent state of vibration, then what we do is we emanate that wherever we go, and we discover it wherever we go. So we can find it at the job we're at. We can find it in the relationship we're at, because we're so steadfast in those soul vibrations, which is what the purpose of all of our experiences are, is discovering these gifts that we are. And we know this, right? And anyone who's listening can know this. The times that your back has been up against the wall, that you're in the most challenging moment of your life, that's where the yumminess is discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have a resource for it. That's where you go look for something new from yourself. You might reach out to a different healer. You read a new book. You go seek a new experience that's going to add to your vibration. And it all came out of these ups and downs of our experience in polarity. So it's as much as we hate polarity, we came here because of the yumminess and the goodness of what polarity has to offer, to really move us through and break us into new paradigms of experience and find that potential that exists within us. So we're waking up to discover what our soul's intentions are in this life, that, you know what, work wherever you want to work, make whatever money you want to make, right? Live wherever you want to live, have relationships or not, because no matter where you are, you can cultivate what your soul's calling you to discover.
But what I want to add to what Holly just said, the cool thing about the universal sphere is it's a quick and easy tool to learn and do. But what it's doing is very rapidly, it's connecting you multidimensionally. Okay, so what it's doing is very rapidly opening up this channel to your higher selves, to your soul. So as Ishtara says in her words, you transcend 3D duality. So we're still going to get challenges while we're in our physical form. But what happens is you start to get information, you get downloads, you get insight from your higher selves, from your soul. So you're going to get a challenge because your soul says, okay, you need to grow with more patience or something like that. So it's going to give you manifest a challenge to teach you more patience. But instead of going into the spiral downwards of, oh, I can't do this, and oh, you know, and how are we going to get, you know, and your mind gets stuck, because your mind at this level really is pretty limited. I'm sorry to say, I don't paint a very good picture of our mind, because it really is pretty limited. Great for protecting the physicality, but not great for too many other things. So, but what we're doing is, as we're tapping into our heart and this greater connection, then we tap into our real greater mind, that soul that can bring you guidance as you kind of start spiraling down into that challenge, to know exactly what to do. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to embody. So you're not bouncing around too much trying to find that. You kind of get it almost, I would say, not necessarily instantly, but very quickly. And then you know what to do. And if you're willing to listen to that insight and that intuition and that knowledge from your higher selves, then you embody it into your life. And then you quickly pop out of that challenge because you've gained whatever the soul was wanting you to do in that piece. So you don't have to go through the big dip to get it, because you get it up here, you know, because you're opening up to this instead of using this at this level, which means you've got to really get knocked on the head a few times with the 4B2 before this.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and that's the thing, is that all the programming that says this is bad, this shouldn't happen, if I was good enough, this wouldn't be happening, and is what drags us back down to those lower states, right? And that you can be in, you know, in a very deep illness and your body can't function, but this higher part of you, these other parts of you, can be traveling the worlds, can be learning new things, can be gaining great wisdom, or even be in bliss. I went through a massive concussion several years back. I smashed my face and I was 3 days. I couldn't talk. I couldn't see. I couldn't walk. I just threw up all the time, but I was in bliss because I knew what was happening. Guidance came to me and said, you know, and so I was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, all the time, right? So, well, explain a little bit about Ishtara, Holly, and because I know that you're going to gift us with a message from her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so on this path of us expanding and uncovering and rising above the current situation and all of that, tell us how this, well, you told us how, but tell us a little bit more about her. And
yeah, so when she first came through, she's a very powerful woman. She has explained to us that she and I have been deeply connected for a long, long time. She and I, our connection originates back in the temples of Isis and those days, if you will. Which is why I love your imagery behind you there. You know, my eyes immediately went to. Sometimes she said we're both embodied, sometimes one's embodied and one isn't, like now. And so everyone likes to know, well, what dimension is she at? She's multidimensional. She's not at a dimension. And she also has said, just in case people want to go look her up, she said, you're not going to find anything about her in particular on the internet. There are some references to Ishtara, and it's not her, because we've asked, because other people have asked us. She's an energetic being now, and it's us in our human form that like to have all these definitions of who they are and when they were. But more than anything else is she's been guiding us since 2011, in terms of how to live life differently, how to literally see what's there. And she often takes, like we normally see something like this, she might turn it 90 degrees, give us a whole different perspective. Everything's there the same way, but she completely reframes it in a way that really supports us expanding, living beyond our limitations. So as I mentioned before, she taught us the universal sphere, and she works with us relative to the universal sphere all the time. But she also has just continued to teach and teach and teach us. She really is a life guide from a non-physical plane.
She's just finished a 4-week thing in the advanced program about using the sphere to open up and decalcify and bring your pineal more online. And all the people in the program are having some really, including myself included, having some really cool experiences, you know, yeah. Multidimensionality, bring it on, you know, and sometimes the mind can't really explain what's going, but it's having a lot of fun.
She also just started teaching about, I mean, we don't know where she's going with it, but she also started talking about how you change time streams.
Yeah, that's a new one.
She's just started teaching us about that. And it's interesting. And so she's always surprising, and it's always in the space of love and understanding, and also, and that we have the capacity. So it's very, just so positive, so encouraging, so loving. And so that's who Ishada is. And, you know, you would say that that December evening in 2011, we just sort of picked up where we had left off in other lifetimes together.
Like a good friend, you know?
And yeah.
You've seen each other a while and you're just la, 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 la.
And she also has said, you know, she's available to everyone. It's not the fact that she and I have had this longstanding relationship doesn't give me exclusivity at all. You know, that, and we've had plenty of people who connect with her and feel, and when they're doing universal spheres, know that she's there in support. But more than anything else, she's here to help us uncover our inner wisdom, help us feel empowered, help us feel capable, and not just be, oh, you need to rely on me to do this. She's teaching us to be self-sufficient on that awakening level, which is everything. I mean, I think it's everything. We don't need to replace the older teachers with the idea of a newer teacher. They're just non-physical. This is about us really discovering that everything that we desire is there, and we're just uncovering it.
Perfect. I love it. Yeah, that's exactly it. And so when you find somebody that comes and says, listen to me and only me, and I have the word or whatever, it's careful. You have to be careful, because that's what I believe is the biggest undercurrent right now, is disconnecting us from this connection to having to belong to this or to follow that person, instead of going within and knowing, like you said, that we already have all of that around us. So, okay, well, I know that you're going to bring us a live channeled message. Yes. And then at some point, Paul is going to do a universal sphere experience for us. So go ahead and take it away whenever you're ready.
Greetings, great beings of light. My name is Ishada. It's always a pleasure, a joy, and an upliftment to connect and share. The idea that you already have existing within your field of potentials, all that you desire, is an idea that's been out in the world to a degree, but it's absolutely time now for you to feel that all that you desire is possible. Now, humanity, as you may well know, has been conditioned to finding all the impediments, all the problems, all the old wounds that have held them back. And so you've been conditioned to needing to keep healing those wounds. And many of you are tired of healing all those wounds and feeling like, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to believe in myself. I'm ready to feel that what wants to come through me is ready to come out. And now is the time. Now is the time to shift your focus. Sure, there are going to be things that you feel like you need to heal. Yes, there are things that you can feel like need to be resolved. But shift your focus now to feeling and opening to the idea that all that I desire is within my field of possibilities. And what that means is, in the field of possibilities that were brought to you by the experiences chosen by your soul. And because you know this Well, we're going to help you know this today. Mm-hmm. That is true, because your desires are very unique to you. You take 100 people and they source their desires and what they'd love to be experiencing on every level, from material to the highest level of esoteric. And there would be no one that would have the same profile. Your desires, that which feels like it's calling to you, is very unique to you. So if you say, I'm going to trust that that is there, I'm going to trust that if it's there, it is possible for me to have this experience, instead of looking for the ways that you can't have it because these other things have happened, what you do is move into the place of looking for the evidence and the ways that you can manifest that which you desire, whether or not you have some unhealed things. It creates so much freedom. It creates so much positivity. It creates forward movement. Now, you're going to need to learn to trust yourself and learn to just open up to the idea. Can I trust in this moment in time that all that I desire is possible? That's a big ask, but open up to that. Feel that. Let that energy run through you, that all that I desire is possible. And I'm going to allow that to be my foundation that I move forward from, that all that I desire is possible. And when you feel that, you almost feel that you get propelled forward. You get to move a little bit. So then step number two would be, if I'm going to trust that these desires I have are possible, now what you need to do is hold that vision. And then what you can do is every single day, or in any small increment of time, say, what can I do today or in this moment to move more closely to that? And then you open up to what feels that is there in your space. And as you do, then follow through on what you feel is there. And then what you're doing is you're trusting your vision, trusting the impulses that are within you. And then what you're going to do is ask for that inner guidance that knows how to get there. It may not be a way you know how to get there yet, but you're trying to create a new paradigm, aren't you? So as you ask that inner wisdom, I wonder what that would be like. What are the first steps I can take to do that today or this week? Then follow through on that. Test it out. See how you feel. Notice what progress you make, and even notice what progress you didn't make, and allow all that to be okay. Because if you have, in 1 week's time, for example, taken two steps closer to what it is that you feel you're here to do, be, and experience, then you're two steps closer. You will feel it energetically. You will gain the confidence from listening to your inner wisdom. You will expand your experience of your sense of empowerment. The springboard for all of it is trusting that what you feel that you desire is in your realm of possibilities. You exist in a multidimensional realm, in literally a field of infinite possibilities. So you want to expand yourself so that you can open up to possibilities that you have no idea even exist for you. A pathway that your mind hasn't brought forward to you, but the energy has waiting for you. So open up, trusting yourself. And every now and then you might need to resolve some of these issues from another time, space, dimension, or reality, but you can release the need to do that all the time and start creating that forward momentum for yourself. You're waking up to this potential, trusting that all the wisdom that you feel within you that's wanting to come out, trusting that now is the time. You see the evidence of now is the time, this regenerative energy that you're in this moment where things look shut down. There's a lot of regenerative energy. Look out in nature and you see nature recovering. And when you say nature is recovering, what you see is an abundance of growth. You are in a time where there's an abundance of potential of growth for yourself. So entrain with that energy that's on a planetary level right now. Find that growth within from that beautiful foundation of trusting your desires are what are in your field of possibilities. I am with you now and always. My name is Ishtara.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I love how the image of abundance is so vivid, the feeling of abundance beneath all of the chaos.
That's all right there.
Yeah.
Ishtar has often talked about all the evidence that's hiding in plain sight.
Right.
And it's just, it's literally shifting our perspective, because all those perspectives can be quote unquote reality in our space. And a lot of it is what we've conditioned to see, conditioned to know. And it's okay. That's been our collective conditioning. But now part of this awakening is shifting our focus to what's always been there.
And we get to make new choices. Yeah, because we always get to make a choice anyway. We're in the free will zone. So she's just helping us see a slightly different perspective so we make new choices.
Yes, and the new choices being new perspectives, like you've been saying. We've been talking about this different energy that you can connect to, or awakening your pineal, which is like a receiver that can tune into different realities, different times, different spaces, different symbols, different codes, different information. And it's that expanding perspective and having to shed the old way of seeing, being, and thinking and doing things, and that has people distracted from seeing what's already there or receiving it. So there's a question coming to mind that I can feel will be on people's minds, and that's, can it really be that easy?
Yes.
Because we're kind of conditioned for struggle. So
yeah,
we are conditioned for struggle, and it can be that easy. And also the other thing is, Ishtar actually just even said the other day, maybe even last night, you know, what if you've been dealing with something for decades? And what if you do something like the universal sphere or something else and you're consistent with it? And what if it takes 6 months?
It's tiny.
It's not like it's off, on at 6 months. You're in this gradual shift and change. And 6 months, if you've been doing something for decades,
it's very quick.
That's really quick, right? Especially when it's something that really is giving us a new experience of life, where we feel empowered, where we feel that we are foundationally in a different vibrational field. I mean, that's everything, right? So the evidence in the outside world is good because it's confirming and it allows us to keep doing what we're doing. But the essence of all that change is happening because it's happened in here first. And that's what the universal sphere does. It puts us in this multidimensional vibrational field in our physical and energetic bodies, which then, as we know, then that, as that reality shifts, the world has to magnetize a different experience. Again, maybe not experience that we knew was out there to magnetize towards us, but we're doing it from the outside, from the inside out, instead of the outside in. We've been conditioned with the outside in. So this inside out transformation is what really makes it real, empowered, positive, and really seeing ourselves as that creator that we are all designed to be, at where we can not feel victimized anymore by life.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and like you said, we are programmed to look for the problems, to hang on to our struggles, to even fight for the limitations. You notice how people fight for their limitations, or fight for lack, or fight for negativity, because it's so deeply embedded. But letting go and accessing that energy that can then help you, assist you. So this is an inside job, which I agree with 100%. And there are guides, there's energies and assistance in all kinds of forms that can help us. And I tell my people who come on my retreats, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be brand new to spirituality and energy work, or you can be doing it for 50 lifetimes, because you're going to go from where you are to where is optimal for you next. You're going to shift. You're going to receive that energy, and it's going to know just what to do with your energy, and it's going to open this or close that, or disconnect this or reconnect that. And that's the beauty, that platform of trust that you were talking about. I really love that. So, well, is there anything else we need to know before we get to experience the universal sphere?
Good question. Okay, so I'll just kind of prime the audience. Get yourself comfortable. Comfortable just helps you have an awareness that's, you know, non-physical. So it helps put the mind aside a little bit and the body aside a little bit. And just check in with yourself now, kind of, you know, how do your emotions feel? How does your body feel? So in your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit, how do you feel? And then we'll check in when I finish literally in 7 minutes time. And you'll be surprised at the difference that you'll feel. And the cool thing about this is, as we've sort of said before, this is something so quick and easy to learn, so quick and easy to do. You don't have to sit on top of a mountain for 7 years. Yes, that was very important. And yes, 200, 300, 400, 500 years ago, that was the way to go. But we're now in the Aquarian age. Things are very different now. We don't have Model T Fords. We've got Teslas now. So we've got a Tesla instead of a Model T Ford. Still works, still does. You know, the Model T Ford was, the being on top of a mountain was very important in those days and still is. But we also have a different way of doing it now because we have more choices. So in 7 minutes, you'll see a difference. And the cool thing is as we play with this more, we start to move away from the doing to the being. It just starts to be our vibration. We start to live our life with this information flowing in, the synchronicities happening there front and center. So it doesn't have to be a hard slog, which is what we've kind of been taught for thousands of years. You know, you sinners have to really slog away to get where you need to go. So, okay. So enough of the talking. Let's have something experiencing. So check in on how you feel, and just encourage everyone, just close your eyes. And as you, this kind of first bit here is I'm just helping all of us just to settle into being here present right now, helps us feel what's happening a little bit more. So this is not part of the universal sphere. So just take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe in, you know, draw some beautiful bright light into yourself. Could be white, could be pink, could be rainbow, whatever you choose. As you bring this beautiful light into yourself, allow the light to nourish your physical and light bodies and expand the light out. And as you do bring the light in and you expand the light out, so you start to lose the awareness of your physical form, the physical boundaries, and you can start to just open up to the non-physical and just have sort of a more experiential psychic type experience. And as you breathe out, again, the worries, the fears, the limitations that our beautiful mind is so good at, let it go out with your out breath and get smaller and smaller and smaller from a bigger perspective. You know, let's bring it into its true perspective. So take a nice deep breath in again, draw some more beautiful bright light into yourself, allow yourself to expand even more. So in this cool place, you can really be the size of your room. You can be the size of your house. You can go even bigger. There's no real limitation in this aspect. And as you breathe out, let those worries, less than fears of the mind part, go out with your out breath. And as your breath goes out, it gets further and further and smaller and smaller. Take another nice deep breath in. Draw more light into yourself. Feel yourself being lighter. And just allow yourself to rest in this present moment right here. You know, we've got our mind can be observer, the body's comfortable, and just let the presence of your consciousness, your awareness, come down to the place of your heart and just rest in this connection with your heart. And as you are paying attention to your heart, you're tipping the scales to your heart. So you're allowing the decision, the experiential, the awareness to move to your heart instead of it all being in the mind. And as you connect in with your heart, so you are also opening up this connection between your heart, pineal, pituitary, celestial chakra, and beyond. So you're opening up this channel to say, hey, I'm ready, I'm here. Allow my higher selves, allow my soul to come in, share their wisdom, share their guidance. I'm here. I'm just literally being in this moment now. And as you rest in the place of your heart, I'm going to start doing a universal sphere. And from this place, there'll be a few moments where I'm quiet, but I'll also just chime in to give you some guidance, some feedback. So what the universal sphere is so good at doing is helping us remember our connection with the universe, our connection with the unified field, the field of infinite possibilities. And as part of that, solution energy. So we start to tap into the greater consciousness. There aren't problems, they're just experiences and new experiences and solutions. So as this universal sphere is forming, what we're immersed in, all of us are immersed in, and the cool thing is this doesn't matter if you're watching it live or a replay. We're immersed in what Ishtara calls the perfect universal resonance. It's, you know how great we feel when we're out in nature, how Mother Nature balances us? What we're playing with here now is the multidimensional galactic version of Mother Nature. So Ishtara, in our English words, the perfect universal resonance, the perfection of all that is, everything we know and everything we don't know through all time, space, and dimension. So it's really a vibration. And as you think about this, as you're hearing my voice, we're intensifying this beautiful vibration. And as it intensifies, so our body begins to entrain to this, our chakras, not just the seven, all of our chakras, beautifully and perfectly balanced. Our body moves to, one could say, if you know that our Adam Kadmon, it's moving to our perfect blueprint. You may start to feel and sense your breathing just becoming that little bit deeper, a little bit calmer. You may start to feel yourself just being calm and relaxed, but at the same time, actually clear and centered. So this is all of us moving to this greater place of balance as we're immersed in the perfect universal resonance. And I'll be quiet for a second, just feel into this. Now as this universal sphere continues now to expand and literally incorporate all of us, again, it's not limited by linear time because we're multidimensional here. As this universal sphere starts to literally dissolve into your physical form, just check in and notice you may feel a subtle shift in your vibration. Like a slight uplifting of your vibration as this starts to dissolve into you and move through your physical light and energy bodies. And as part of this process, what it's doing is now offering up a new buffet of high vibrational choices to your soul. Remember, your soul gets to drive the bus here. So the universal sphere is now opening you up to this greater possibilities. And as you feel this, literally open up your heart and start to feel your connection with the universe. As you could imagine yourself looking up at the night sky, you could imagine yourself literally floating in space, whatever feels best for you. But as you now open up your heart and allow yourself to feel and experience your connection with the universe, notice how this actually feels quite normal. This actually feels quite natural. So this is you in just these few moments starting to remember you are this incredible multidimensional galactic being. You are this incredible being that the higher aspects of your consciousness are already one with the universe, are already there. And it's you remembering this connection with your higher selves. Feel free to invite your higher selves in. Allow them, as you paying attention to your heart, take a nice deep breath in. And as you draw some light in, literally invite your higher selves in, invite their perspectives. As you do so, just notice again how you really feel this is so normal, so natural. You're connecting with the universe, remembering again, you are multidimensional, you are one with the universe. And notice how this feels so normal. This is not unusual, this is you remembering. And I'm just going to be quiet for a moment as you just feel this as the universal sphere continues to expand, work with you, long after this session here now. And you can come back and listen to the replay anytime you like to, again, reconnect, re-feel. None of this is diminished over time or space. Notice from this beautiful place, again, just feeling your connection with the universe. Feeling the unified field, allow your awareness, even if you don't understand it, just to start to sense this beautiful unified field that is supporting us, that's supporting everything. It's connecting all of consciousness through all time and dimension. Time, space, and dimension. And feel from this the infinite possibilities and the solutions that can come in. You start to feel that everything is easy. You're inviting in the perspective from your higher selves. From this place, take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, allow that aspect of your consciousness that's chosen to be physically embodied to come back into the room, into your body, and move 100% into the embodiment with this beautiful physical vehicle. You designed this body. It's the perfect body for you to have all of your experiences in this lifetime. Give it some love. Notice how it responds and feels good. As you take another nice deep breath in, again, bring your awareness to being 100% back into your physical body. Feel your connection with Mother Earth, feel that grounding. But at the same time, notice you still have the awareness of this connection with the universe. You can have both. Take another nice deep breath in. And as you breathe out, slowly and gently open your eyes. And just check in with yourself and how do you feel now, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, literally 7 minutes later. How do you feel, Nan?
Wonderful.
Isn't it
wonderful? So much gold light and movement, and there was felt like when you open the window and the door and the air moves through, right? It gets kind of starting to like blow. So it just felt like something like that through my heart that sort of lifted things out. And of course, I want to go lay down and stay there for a while. Yeah.
This is us reconnecting to the wholeness of who we are. We are multidimensional beings. Our consciousness exists at multiple levels, multiple dimensions all at the same time. So as we invite it in, of course, we're now basking in the greatness of who we are as this incredible multidimensional being. And this is just in 7 minutes. Wait till you play with it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. Well, and they can play with it all the time because you have a free gift for them. Share what that is.
Well, firstly, you can listen to the replay and you can feel this and connect with it that way. But the free gift is, you know, there's a link that's below the video or connected to the button, and you can just come to a page on our website, pop in your email address, and it'll take you to a page where there's some more wonderful teachings from Ishtar. She allows you, again, she has this wonderful wisdom where nothing is hard. It's no big steps. You can, this little change here, little change there, but those little changes create profound difference in our lives, how we perceive our lives, how we perceive ourselves. So from the inside out, as you know. So there's I think 12 channelings in there, some of the videos, there's some transcripts, there's some audio. So we've mixed it up for people that like different forms. And then you can just check in. And the last video has another universal sphere experience guided by Ishtara. So go in with that. And you can also listen to that video anytime you want and go through that guided experience. And it'll be different for everyone. And it'll be different to now compared to what it is when you listen to that video with Ishtara, because we're being connected to the infiniteness of the universe. You know, who wants the old cookie cutter? Nah, bugger that. Let's go for now, the more infinite possibilities and the greater experiences. So here we go.
Yay. Oh, thank you so much. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that the awakening, as we're calling it, the self-realization, really goes back to that old term that is so full of joy and experiences and expansions that at some point you realize, I don't want to go back. I don't want the world to be the way it was. I don't want to have these old feelings. And that's the beauty of this kind of work, right? Is that you hit those old patterns and pretty soon you go, oh, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. It's not worth it. Right? Yeah, beautiful. Well, share with us what your website is so people can find you.
Sure. Our website is Soul, S-O-U-L, little horizontal dash, Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, like the Bible, but it's not Bible, .com. So soul-genesis.com. Yeah, and just mosey around and have a look. We've got lots of videos and information. There's a big blog section that has a whole lot of channelings on there, and people can just connect in with the information. I always encourage people, so much information out there from so many, just let your heart guide you. You know, some people will feel right, some people won't feel right. And if it feels right, great. If it doesn't, great. You know, let your heart guide you.
Yeah, perfect. Beautiful. Oh, thank you guys so much. It was so wonderful to reconnect. I'm so grateful for the work you're doing. And I'm just thrilled that we're going to be able to share this with more people. Everything that you need to find Holly and Paul will be in the email, on the special page, under the videos and the podcast, whatever you need, and let us know. So what would you like to share with us before we close, in wrapping up this beautiful experience?
You know, this is, I guess, the energy that I'm personally leaning into more than anything else right now. And it's a really powerful vortex, is hope. Is that there's hope, there's always hope, and there's always a way to discover anything to be hopeful for. And any place that we can feel hopeful, grateful, expanding our energy field, it's all here. The world isn't falling apart. It's just getting reconfigured in a new way. And if we hold that energy, we get to discover the gifts that are here. So let's all hold the energy of hope that we're here at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing to press into what's the next octave of possibility for all of us on this planet and humanity.
And I think for me, just a message to everyone, you're not broken. So many of us worry about our problems or our faults. None of us are broken. We've just had experiences. You're an incredible divine being. And whatever you put your focus, your attention on, you manifest more of. So we've got such a wonderful, bright potential in our future. So let's start to really put our focus onto that part and just adding to what Holly's just said. You know, even in whatever the situation is, start to look for the light, look for the best, look for the expansion, look for the best in yourself. And as you look for the best in yourself, you see the best in yourself, and then that shines out.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Nan.
It's been so great catching up.
It is. And so I want to ask everyone, as you move into your day after watching this, whatever you might be doing, like Paul said, bring that universal sphere with you and deepen this energy, this opening, regardless of what you felt or didn't feel or wished you'd felt more or had this mind-blowing experience. It's perfect for you. In this moment, that was exactly what you need. So like all the messages you've received today, if you stay in the space of looking, seeking the proof that everything you need is already here, that you are and have and are loved as exactly the person you are, who you were designed to be, and that regardless of what you've thought or what you've experienced or what you've been told that you should be different or you're not enough or there isn't enough, none of that has any basis in true reality, multidimensional reality, and you are multidimensional. Now you have this seed, this beautiful energy that is a part of you forever, and you can take it with you. So please spread it through your words, through your look, through your touch, and through every step today. Thank you, everyone. Namaste.
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 In la ketch a la kin, you are another me, I am another you, and we are one. Thanks, everyone. Take care.